RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBA The Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Cooper Flagg, Dallas Mavericks, needs 61 points to pass Kobe Bryant and become second all-time in points scored by an NBA player before turning 19. He turns 19.
Whoa!
He turns 19 in 4 days.
Oh, man.
So the pressure's on. He's got 2 games to do it in.
How many points you said?
And he needs 61 points.
Okay. Threes only.
I learned yesterday that the NBA Cup was a thing. Here's what I like. I learned this morning the Knicks won the NBA Cup. I'm not even going to front. Like, sometimes I front like, yeah, I know things. I watch sports. Like, and I actually kind of like, you know, thumbing through a magazine while I was watching sports. I don't watch the NBA. Never. Like, I'll just straight up on that. Grant called me out on that yesterday. Not even called me up. I don't watch the NBA. I think it's hilarious that they started this NBA in-season tournament, NBA Cup. So they give it a second trophy every year now. Everyone understands it's a lesser trophy. The first guy to win it was LeBron, which is objectively hilarious. And now the Knicks, who... Like, I'm not an NBA guy, but I'm very aware of the Knicks story. Famously have come close but not won a title many, many times.
Indeed.
Are the NBA Cup champions. I'm here for that storyline, not the whole thing with the weird courts and the bits and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here for the NBA Cup being a thing that has bolstered the resume of LeBron and the Knicks over the past few years. That's perfect. I have no notes there. No, here's a... Here's what made me mad on social media yesterday. I'll just throw it out there. Guy who does a blog about the team. Here's what he wrote. Dudes in the media swore up and down the Commanders had a normal training camp, but little by little, the truth is starting to trickle out that they didn't. Thinking emoji, thinking emoji, thinking emoji. This is such a lazy take because we were in here yelling for 2 weeks that they weren't on the field, and that it was a giant mistake by Dan Quinn. And I posted to social media about it during that time, and you can go find the replies, and it's a bunch of people telling me I'm a hater to get over myself, that you need to make sure everybody's healthy for the season. Like, telling Dan Quinn how to do his job. They're in the NFC title game last year. What makes you think you're smarter than Dan Quinn? And when they're winning... You can't say anything about the coach. He's infallible. And now that they're losing, it's, why didn't you tell us that the coach sucks? Why didn't you tell us the coach isn't doing his job? And by the way, I want to tell you the opposite right now. Dan Quinn's still in there working hard. These guys are still working their butts off. Nothing's ever as high as you think it is. Nothing's ever as low as you think it is. That's when they took 2 weeks off after cut day before the season started, I thought that was a bad idea. I still think that's a bad idea. Is it the only reason they won 4 games this year? No. The Jaden injury is reason one and always will be reason one. And we'll be talking. We're not just going to be talking about that this week, y'all. We're going to be talking about that at Radio Row and during the combine and during the draft and during OTAs and during minicamp and during training. It's all we're going to talk about, to the point that he's going to get tired of hearing us talk about Jaden Daniels' durability going into the season. I think Jaden Daniels remains a spectacular talent, a spectacular quarterback. I also think that he's got to stay healthy next year. Like, an injury is fine, but for him to come out yesterday and say that was a bunch of freak injuries, let's go through the list, because it's not. The Packers were very clearly keying on Jaden runs, and he still ran it into the line multiple times that night. The game was out of hand against Seattle. An option play was called, but he's got to be smart enough to run. The main option on that play was to hand the ball off. Hand it off. Take your loss. Keep moving. I need him to acknowledge in a little tiny way that he plays a role here. And yes, freak injuries happen. It's sports. Like, I'm not going to get on here and be like, Zach Ertz needs to protect himself more. Zach Ertz literally couldn't have protected himself anymore. Every time he catches the ball, he, like, goes into a little turtle motion. Like, he doesn't even attempt yards after the catch. Nobody protected himself more than Zach Ertz. Still got hurt. Freak injuries do happen in sports. I need Jaden Daniels to take the tiniest, eensy-weensiest bit of responsibility for the fact that maybe he didn't put himself in the best position to play 17 games this year. I need that acknowledgement. I don't need it today. We got a long time between now and September. We got a long time before that opener. But I need that acknowledgement at some point. Hey, I've reflected on this. I've watched the tape. I've talked to my coaches. I think there's things I could have done as an NFL quarterback to be more available for my team. And I'm going to work on doing those things next year. That's it. I don't need a whole, like, pour his heart out 2020 Barbara Walters interview. That's all I need, is that little tiny bit. Yeah, I think there's things I could have done differently and better. Because otherwise, I'm going to view everything he does with skepticism next year. Has he learned anything? Does he understand his role in this? He's not the victim here. He's a participant here. This RG3 painted himself as the victim at every opportunity. He also was in the front office, saying, here's what we're going to run, here's what we're not going to. You know, there was a lot that he was instigating as well during that time. That's not Jaden. Jaden works hard. Jaden's a good football player. I think Jaden's a good kid. I think Jaden, his comments yesterday, to me, were not indicative of a player who understands that there are things he can do as well to keep himself on the field and needs to do. Because at the end of next season, when they pick up the fifth-year option, I want to say, give that guy $70 million a year. Don't ever let him leave Washington. I want him to retire in burgundy and gold. He's that good, and I think he can be that good. I need that little bit from him, though, going forward. And it's a story we'll be following. Until then, you get Commanders football right here on The Fan, Saturday, 2 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock kickoff. The Saturday sets up the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys. I'm going to be honest, I don't care about Saturday. I think the Eagles will win. I'll watch. They're fun. There's only 17 of them. They're all important. It's fun to watch football. I'd rather they win than lose. I'm not getting my hopes up. I hate it when the Philly fans take over Northwest Stadium. I'd love to beat the Cowboys on Christmas. I think that would be delightful. I'm putting my eggs in that basket moving forward. We got more show to do, though. We got a half hour with you before we kick it over to AWOD. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Wednesday morning, what's up? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Counting you down, VCU basketball tomorrow, Commanders football on Saturday. Then again, on Christmas Day, against the Cowboys. Told you about the ACC, which is changing up its schedule. And look, they say have a brand, have an identity, stick with it, right? That's what the great companies do, the great brands of the world. You know, you can identify them instantly. It's the Golden Arches. That's McDonald's. It's chaos. It must be the ACC. They're so good. They pick a brand and they stick with it. The ACC's brand is, there may be good football happening here. We're going to make sure you never, ever find out about it, though, because everything else is going to be so chaotic. 12 ACC teams next year. A reminder, there are 17 teams in the ACC because it's a very normal football league. 12 ACC teams will play 9 conference games next year. And that's, it's a transition year. It's a quote transition year in the ACC. 12 teams are going to play 9 ACC games. 5 teams are only going to play 8 ACC games to create, and I'm quoting the press release here, scheduling balance. Because nothing says scheduling balance like getting to the end of the season and trying to decide who's playing in your championship game. And some teams have played 9 games, and some teams have played 8 games. Is it going to be an issue? Who's to say? Oh, we're kidding. Of course it'll be an issue. It's the ACC. Here are your opponents. UVA is, as previously announced, opening in Brazil against NC State. UVA is giving up the home game to go play in Brazil against NC State. I've talked at length about how I feel about playing a college football game in Brazil, and a not particularly good one at that. Nobody in Brazil is asking for this. Nobody in Brazil is clamoring for this. Maybe this will generate tourism dollars like the people of Rio have never before seen in their lives. It seems far more likely to me that we're putting college kids on a 12-hour flight to go play a football game in a soccer stadium in front of 100 people. That feels more likely here. Maybe the whole UVA alumni base is going to be boarding flights down to Brazil. I don't know. They've got money. I don't think they want to spend their money like that. Will we watch on TV? Sure. But we won't watch on TV because it's in Brazil. Like, we'd also watch on TV if it were in Charlottesville, a reasonable place to have a football game. All that aside, I think it's very smart of UVA to give up a home game to go to Brazil. Because their problem is their stadium's too big. The stadium seats 63,000. And just real talk, y'all, there are not 63,000 people each week that want to attend UVA football. Even when they're good, even when they're rolling, it's not the thing to do in Charlottesville. I love giving up a home game. I think they need to reduce the inventory to increase the demand. So now you get 4 home games. It's going to be easier to fill for those 4 home games. You're going to have a little more juice. It's going to be a little better, especially because you don't have the Virginia Tech game next year. I thought the Tech strategy this year was good. I don't know if you caught that, because that was Thanksgiving week when we were talking about that. UVA, in years past, has made you buy a season ticket to get to go to the Virginia Tech game. Now, the logic behind that is the Virginia Tech fans will buy a season ticket, throw all the games away, and go to the Virginia Tech game because they're crazy about the Hokies, and that's how they can get into that game. They changed it this year. They made it a standalone game. Anybody can buy a ticket. If you're a Hokies fan, buy a ticket. Come on in. The cheapest tickets to that game were $180 to watch UVA play Tech.
They priced me out, MP.
They priced out the Hokies fans.
Man.
That's, I don't hate it as a strategy. It's a little bit like stages of grief. It's kind of acceptance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we understand you want to see this football game more than we do. And also, maybe we can just profit off of it.
Yeah.
Maybe instead
we
of doing
control the prices.
Games and tricks and trying to stuff the crowd, and we can't even find enough people to wear the blue and orange and be in the crowd, why don't we just charge them a lot of money to watch the game?
Yeah.
And they came. It was a 50-50 crowd. They came, but they dropped their money off on the way. That's a nice quarterback next year. That's thinking. That's working hard, working smarter, not harder. UVA goes to Brazil, or they go to Virginia Tech. Home games against UNC, oldest rivalry in the South. Belichick coming to town, presumably. I think we'd know by now if he wasn't coming back next year. Home games against UNC, Duke, Cal, and Syracuse. I think they could win all 4 of those. Just at first glance, I'm aware they lost to Duke recently, but I think they could win all 4 of those. Depending on what kind of roster they field, which is the big wild card, they could lose 3 of those as well. That's 4 good home games, 4 potential wins. Road games, this doesn't go as well. At Florida State, say what you will about them, they'll be back. They're Florida State, they have money, they'll be fine. At SMU, SMU's a juggernaut, make peace with it. They bought their way in, they're going to buy their way to victories. They're very good. Could have been in the ACC title game in a more sensible system. Luckily, the ACC will never be sensible. At Virginia Tech, James Franklin, blah, blah, blah. At Wake Forest, That's going to be a tough one as well. Wake's putting some resources into that thing. They've been good. So the away schedule is not kind to them. I see a path to six. I think they could get to a bowl game next year. Consecutive bowl game appearances, I think, would be very nice for them. Virginia Tech football schedule for next year. They are on the 9-game plan, which is fascinating because they've already committed to 4 non-conference games, which means one of them is getting dumped. I think it's JMU. We'll find out. Home games for Virginia Tech. They got UVA, as mentioned. They got Stanford. They'll beat Stanford. Georgia Tech and Pitt. Two good football games right there. No gimmies for James Franklin. Year one, we're making you work for it. 5 road games at SMU, at Miami, at Clemson. Also at Cal and Boston College. Welcome to the ACC, James Franklin. I would love to sit in this meeting at ACC headquarters. Like, all right, here's the thing. Everybody's dunking on us. Everybody's making a mockery of us nationally. People are laughing at us. We let Duke win the league, even though there are actual good teams in here. We're not sure how that happened. Let's set ourselves up for success next year. All right, what do we have going for us? We've got James Franklin. By the way, he was on the verge of a natty 2 years ago. He's coaching one of our biggest brands. That's amazing. That's incredible. This is going to be so good for the ACC. People will watch that. People might even figure out what channel the CW's on to watch these games. This is an incredible development for the ACC. All right, it's time to make the schedule. What should we do? Punish him. Punish him. Take him to Clemson. Take him to Miami. Take him to SMU. Well, wait. But then he wouldn't be in the title game, and we'd probably have another Duke situation. I don't care with the ACC. None of this makes sense at all. None of this ever makes sense. It's the ACC. Good luck, Virginia Tech. Good luck, James Franklin. At least you got the opener against VMI. On the other side, you wear this year. Surely he's owed one next year. Build the roster. Get ready for year two. Figure it out. ACC schedule announcement. Tua's out officially in Miami. That announcement got made this morning. I don't know where Mike McDaniel stands on all this. The Tua contract, look, the race for worst quarterback contract ever has ended. It's Deshaun Watson's. It will forever be Deshaun Watson. It may take years to get a contract as bad as that Deshaun Watson contract. Just an incredible masterpiece of bad contracting. But wait until you hear about this Tua contract. If they cut Tua Tagovailoa this offseason, he counts $56 million against the salary cap next year, which would make him one of the most expensive quarterbacks in football for not playing. If they keep Tua on the roster, his cap hit next year is $55 million. It is actually $1 million cheaper for them to have him serve as a coffee table at the facility than to have him be the released quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. How do you even get to that point? That is insane. And to the like 7 people out there who understand how this stuff works and say, well, you cut him post June 1st. I'm actually giving you the post June 1st money. It's actually more insane until June 1st.
I gotta get his agent.
The quarterback money has always been silly. But the notion that they had to, and by the way, the Packers got lucky with Jordan Love because they threw money at him before they knew he was good too. That very much could have been an identical situation. And I don't know that he's great, but he's good enough that nobody cares. It's like the Dak contract. Do we know if Dak's great? I think he's probably really, really good. The amount of money is silly. As long as you're pretty good, it's justifiable. Like the Trevor Lawrence contract, it's justifiable. It's fine. The Tua contract is silly. More expensive to cut him than to keep him post June 1st. A lot of teams out there looking for a quarterback. Very few rookies coming out this year who fit the criteria. Arch Manning hanging around for another season at Texas. If this thing bottoms out, and I don't think it will, I think Jane's going to be the quarterback for a while, to be clear. Just remember, next year's draft with Arch Manning as the number one pick will be held in Washington, D.C. Just planting that seed now. We'll let it grow. I got to take a break on that note. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Number two on a Wednesday morning. Jane Daniels ain't walking through that door, but she'll catch the Eagles and the Commanders right here on 910 The Fan Saturday, 2 o'clock pregame. Leads to a 5 o'clock kick about 8 o'clock. We'll wind things down with the postgame show until 11. Full day of coverage for you. A lot to see from the young guys. Love to see a little Ben Sinnott, right? Would love to see some of these young linebackers get their opportunity. You'll catch the whole thing. Tomorrow night on The Fan, VCU basketball. I know somebody who will be there. His name's Zach Joachim. He covers the team for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com, and he joins us when I'm around on Wednesdays. This isn't about Zach. This is about me. I wasn't here last week, but he correctly identified from my Instagram that I was at the Pirates of the Caribbean bar. So I'll give him points for that, and we'll welcome him in now. Zach, what's up, dude?
Dude, it looks so cool. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm all right, MP. Just please don't ask me about the Patriots today, okay?
Well, they're fine. They'll be just fine. I think there's good. They're like plus 1,800 to win the Super Bowl. Now, this is my advice to everybody. Don't bet on the team you love. You got enough on the line without putting money there as well. So you shouldn't bet on them. But I think they're the best value play on the board right now. I really do.
That warms my heart because I must tell you that ship has already sailed. Our good friend Jackson Didlake and I had a friendly wager going into the season. He didn't think the Pats were going to win 10 games, which going into the year after how we were last year seemed like a long shot, right? But I want to say the over-under going into the season was 8.5, 9.5. The schedule was very light. I was a believer in Mike Vrabel. So Jackson, I think it was $20. You know, I'd owe him $20. If the Pats didn't win 10 games, you'd owe me 40 if they did. Well, we know who won that one, and we knew where it was going a few weeks ago. And so I gave him the offer, hey, triple or nothing, Pats win the Super Bowl. So he's going to owe me nothing if we don't win the Super Bowl. I get $120 from our good friend Jackson Didlake if we win the Super Bowl. So yeah. I'm feeling decent about that right now. Thank you for the encouragement.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how you double it after that. They would seem to run out of options, but you'll find something. we'll figure out how to get the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I think it involves the Broncos choking down the stretch. That's my hunch here. And you got to hold off the Bills, obviously, as well. Zach covers VCU basketball. Before we get to that, Verina, not just state champs, dominant state champs. That the best team you've seen in a while?
That is certainly the best team I've seen in a few years. That especially that front seven, man. That's what made them truly special this year. I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, Damari Carter's going to UVA, outstanding big play threat. Caleb Weish has been so fun to watch the progression from his freshman year. I remember when he took over under center, just as a freshman at Highland Spring with all the pressure of the East End Barons out on him, and he came up big time in that game. That kid has always had maturity and poise beyond his years, comes from a family with incredible athletic lineage. But on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, I think that's the best defensive line I've ever seen at the high school level. Jayshon Richardson, another UVA recruit, has just lived in the backfield his whole high school career. Raymond Hudson, Javale Barksdale, they got a bunch of pieces up front that just wreaked havoc on opposing offensive lines and running games and quarterbacks all season. The linebacking duo of Braylon Hood and Jalen Walker has been phenomenal for a couple of years now. So I think that unit is what made them truly special and elite, but they have no holes. There's no areas on that team. You know, Mike Farley was a transfer from St. Christopher's, who had a good career with the Saints, came over and took over that backfield this year. In the absence of Darren Williams, who's another super talented running back, and his transfer saga, he ended up being held off the field. That kind of embroiled Henrico County throughout the year. That was another motivating factor for these Blue Devils. They were wearing, you know, free Darren I black and free five I black. And I talked to them after the Highland Springs win, and they said that controversy kind of motivated them throughout the year with their teammate not being able to play. But there were no holes on that team. To answer your question, absolutely. That's one of the best high school football teams that I've seen in a while.
And, of course, he's headed to the St. James, which is we're going to ask the question, Zach, within the next few years, if the St. James could beat some decent college teams.
Oh, for sure. And they're, for anyone not familiar, I mean, I think they're kind of Virginia's IMG Academy at this point, right? From Coach Darrell Overton, who was at Hayfield last year. Everyone knows the story of that. With the transfers that they had from his previous school, Freedom Woodbridge, who won two state titles, had a bunch of players come over. I think they ended up going to court with Fairfax County. It was a big BHSL transfer policy thing. He's at the St. James now, and a lot of players want to go play for him. He's obviously a phenomenal coach, obviously has great recruiting connections, and Darren Williams and his family felt like that was the right next step for them. He's going to reclassify, so he's a senior this year, but he's going to have one more year to be able to compete with them. And yes, that's going to be one of the best high school football programs, not in the state, but in the country in the coming years.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Have you been in that facility? It's insane.
I have not, but it seems looking at the pictures, it's a professional level facility, right?
I'll say this. I'm truly not putting hyperbole on it. It's nicer than the Commander's facility. Now, that's the Commander's facility is by all accounts the 32nd nicest facility in the NFL, right? So I'm not saying a lot, but it's nicer than their facility.
It's been a fascinating trend in high school sports to watch in recent years, right? I mean, we could talk about that for a while. We could write a book about that, man. I mean, Dominion Sports Collective comes to mind here, which is a new baseball academy that's starting up in the Richmond area. And a lot of kids are looking for a high school athletic experience that more mirrors a college athletic experience and that does everything it can to get them ready to play at the next level, right? You're seeing those sort of academies, whether it's football, baseball, basketball. We have S3, you know, here in the Petersburg area, that I think is another example of that popping up not only all over Virginia but all over the country. And it's been a fascinating trend to see how high school sports are evolving in that regard.
You can write a book. I ain't writing a book. That sounds like a lot of work. Zach Joachim joins us on Wednesdays on The Fan. VCU basketball. The New Mexico one stings, obviously, but the strength of schedule has held up. Vandy's looking good with Mark Byington. Virginia Tech handling business. Looks like the Bonnies might be something, rather than the nothing I assumed they would be. To go into the A-10 with the Bonnies and St. Louis, bang, bang, right out of the gate here, they're going to have to be better than they were in that first half on Monday night.
You assumed the Fighting Adrian Wojnarowskis were going to be nothing? Shame on you. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I do like some of the pieces that they brought in. Yes, there's going to be good opportunities for VCU in A-10 play. This might have changed, but I want to say last week, based on the metrics, they were going to have 4 quad 1 and 6 quad 2 opportunities in A-10 play. So, look, anyone saying that their season is over after the New Mexico loss, that's simply not true. They certainly have a chance to rebound and still build an NCAA tournament resume in A-10 play, but the margin for error has certainly shrunk. And look, I mean, they beat Niagara 84-58 the other night. As far as 26-point wins go, it was not great. They really struggled for three quarters of that game, and it just felt like the cloud of the New Mexico loss was kind of hanging over the Siegel Center. And you can understand why, right? I mean, Max Scholga was in the house. Bernadette McGlade, A-10 commissioner, was in the house. Phil Martelli Sr. was there. The place was packed. The atmosphere was electric. And VCU struggles to get non-conference opponents, you know, marquee non-conference opponents into the Siegel Center. Nobody wants to come play them there. And so when fans have an opportunity to see a really strong program like New Mexico come into the Siegel Center, that was kind of, you know, the big name non-conference team coming in there. And so there was so much hype around that game, and they led most of the way. And so to lose it how they did with three chances to tie or take the lead in the final moments there, and you know, everyone said after that game, Phil Martelli, Michael Bell, Brandon Jennings, who played a phenomenal game, that the offensive execution was just lacking in those final moments, and they looked disjointed. They were trying to play through Lazar Djokovic in the post, a couple costly turnovers. There was one that really stood out to me, where Djokovic had the ball on the baseline, and he saw a cut from the top of the key that Phil Martelli said was there. Nick Lewis didn't make the cut, and it was just a miscommunication from a team with a lot of pieces that, you know, it's easy to forget, still don't have a lot of familiarity, and that's true for so many college basketball teams around the country right now, but they haven't faced moments like that yet. And so they're learning to play together in crunch time. And that's one of the big question marks surrounding this team, right? Is who's the go-to guy in those moments? They don't have a Max Scholga, and you're not going to have a Max Scholga every year. He's obviously a phenomenal player and A-10 player of the year, who's now on a two-way contract with the Boston and Maine Celtics. Shout out to Robbie Fletcher, who did a really cool story on Max this week and his professional progress. But they're still trying to figure out where the ball goes in those crunch time moments, right? And they're going to have more of them going into A-10 play, especially early on in that schedule, as you alluded to. So I think they have every chance. I want to say before that New Mexico game, they were in the last four in Joe Lunardi's bracket projections. Take care of business at home against American and Ryder these next couple of games. And then you get an opportunity on New Year's Eve, which is a fun one, at 2 p.m.
No, so we all get stop scheduling good games on New Year's Eve. Stop it. Stop it, A-10.
It's great that it's 2 p.m., though.
No.
Because then we also have our festivities later in the night. And then you go to Duquesne, and then you get St. Louis at home and at George Mason. If you can come through that stretch, and this is a tall order, but start 4-0 in A-10 play, then they're absolutely right back on the right side of the bubble and in the NCAA tournament conversation. So, yes, they're going to have opportunities to make up for the New Mexico loss in A-10 play, but the margin for error has certainly shrunk here.
That game in Olean last year was one of the best college basketball games I watched all year, full stop, full period, across all college basketball. Phenomenal game. Two teams that know each other, that get after each other. I enjoyed all 2 hours of it, and nobody watched it. You got a great product, A-10. Maybe you could play it when, you know, people want to see it and put it on channels that people get on TV. Just an idea.
That one, was that an evening game?
It was like 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
I got other stuff to do on New Year's Eve, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get into the Siegel Center at 2 p.m. and hopefully get out of there by 6, 7 p.m. and go have the festivities. You got any favorite New Year's Eve spots in Richmond, MP?
That'll keep Inside the Ram's Horn short, because you'd be ready to get going. I'll answer your question, but I love you got like the student media pack, like the Zach pack kind of behind you in the videos now. You've got a cast of characters. You're really building out the show. I think there's something here.
It's been too long since you were on there, MP. I'd love to. You got to get back in the Zach pack in these coming weeks.
I will consider a New Year's Eve appearance, because that is a great game and I don't want to miss it. Part of me wants to boycott on principle alone, because they shouldn't be playing that good of a game on New Year's Eve. But
you want to wear a suit with us? We've kind of got a back and forth going with Phil Martelli right now, who is just awesome and wonderfully candid and genuine in press conferences. But he joked us about the attire earlier in the season, because the student media wore some really nice suits and they outdid me. And Phil made a joke about it in the postgame presser and said the student media are putting the traditional press to shame here. And so then we all wore matching suits for New Mexico. And he, even in what was obviously a somber postgame presser, he's like, I'm sorry we let y'all down. And you had the whole get up with the matching suits today. So then we really toned it down for the Niagara game. and we were all kind of in more casual attire. And Phil was like, I like what you guys did. You switched up the mojo. I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious. So we're going to have to go back to the suit sometime soon here.
Do we need a media fit check here? Like, you know, they filmed the players coming in. We're going to have to film the media coming in down the tunnel.
Pre-game on the horn fit check video is incoming in the next few weeks. Thank you for that idea.
It was slow motion. Make sure you film it in slow motion. Anything less than slow motion is unacceptable. Zach Wacky. New Year's Eve is not a night for me. Once you have children, that's like the most expensive babysitting night of the year. So we'll bank our nights out for other nights.
Should we have some? Is it okay to have, can we have a champagne toast or something like that during on the horn? Maybe I could tempt you to the Siegel Center that way. I think that could be a pretty cool, I don't know if we're allowed to do that. We could pop some champagne during on the horn if we're allowed to do it.
Oh yeah, they serve booze there now. Only if they win. Only the bit's not good if they lose. The bit's only good if they win. So there's a lot riding on it.
Yeah, if we pick the suits again and they lose again when we're wearing the suits, then it's going to be a curse, and I'm going to be terrified to win them again. So we got to pick our game carefully here.
You have to show up in a sweatsuit for the next game. Zach Joachim, I will not bring champagne because that's a brand name that costs money, but I will bring Prosecco or a sparkling something on New Year's Eve. We will toast, hopefully, VCU success against St. Bonaventure and the fight in Woges. Always great catching up with you. Richmond.com, Richmond Times Dispatch. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
How about some rum? We'll get our Jack Sparrow on, speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's for a winning streak. Rum is for winners. We'll get a winning streak.
Where's the rum gone? I love that guy.
Captain Zach Joachim. Never know what you're going to get. All right. No show for the next 2 weeks. We're bouncing out of here. I will catch you at the stew and see you in January.
I'll see you then, my friend. You're the best. Thank you.
All right, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app on a Wednesday morning. It's finally warming up outside Richmond. It is nice. I can go outside again, which we love. Jaden Daniels remains the story of the day, but not losing sight of everything else either. 2 days away from college football playoff, 3 days away from JMU in the college football playoff. We had Mike Barber on yesterday. I thought he was really diplomatic about it. Well, they're really big underdogs, but they're going to play, and they're thrilled that they're playing, which is the mentality that they should have. What a cool thing for them to be. And I think back, I mean, just go in the time machine 10 years, they're playing against UR and CAA games, and as a meteoric rise that leads them to the college football playoff, that's only going to do good things for them. And to the people who will complain if Oregon beats them by 30, I say, and a lot of college football games. A lot of college football playoff games last year ended in 30-point blowouts. Remember that? Was it Georgia TCU, the title game, a 45-pointer? I don't remember anybody saying the Big 12 needs to be left out of these things in the future. There's some really good teams in college football. I think Oregon's one of them. I would have much rather drawn Ole Miss if I were them. Go poke at them, see how they're doing post-Lane Kiffin. Like, it's unquestionably a great team, national title caliber team. I mean, go poke at them, see. I think A&M's ripe for some poking at. Go, all right, you guys for real? They haven't played a great schedule. ACC released its football schedule yesterday. Hazel, you'll appreciate this as somebody who knows how much I love ACC chaos.
Uh-huh.
Duke was in the title game. Duke, your ACC champion. Thank you. Made it possible for JMU to get in. We appreciate Duke. Next year, the ACC is in a, quote, transition year.
Oh.
We're off to a good start. In past years, they have played 4 non-conference football games and 8 conference football games. It did not work out great last year. I think everybody understands that. There's a need for change. There's a need for new tiebreakers. There's a need for a new system. The ACC is going to switch to playing 9 conference games starting next year. That will allow us one additional opportunity to see what cream rises to the top of the ACC. But some teams, you can only play 12 games. Some teams have already committed for non-conference games.
Uh-oh.
And can't get out of them.
Uh-oh.
So in the transition year, 12 of the ACC teams are going to play 9 games, and 5 of the ACC teams are going to play 8 games.
Well, I don't see that bothering anybody at all.
I am so excited to see who gets left out of the championship game because they were 7-1 instead of 8-1. And they missed it by a half game that they didn't get to play. Sometimes these things catch you off guard. Sometimes you get to the end of the road, you're like, wait, what? Who's Miami's not in? Duke's in? What? How did we get here? What happened? Oh my gosh. Sometimes 12 months in advance, you can just call exactly what's going to happen and why people are going to be mad about it. We'll rack this for 12 months from now when somebody's steaming mad that their half game cost them a spot in the ACC title game. Now, here's what's interesting, because Tech has 4 on the books for next year, but Tech has committed to the 9-game schedule.
Oh.
So one of these 4 games is not going to happen. This is the Tech schedule next year. They're going to open at home against VMI, and I think they are going to continue to open at home against VMI. I think you want a preseason-style game for James Franklin, a soft entry. You don't need to be opening with any kind of let's go play South Carolina and Alabama situation in a James Franklin first year. That's unnecessary for everybody. Second game, home against Old Dominion. Now, acknowledging that series has not worked out spectacularly for the Hokies since its inception, I do think they want to keep ODU on the books long term. I don't think they want to mess with that relationship. Third game, they're at Maryland. I think that's a really good test for the James. They'll beat Old Dominion. They better beat Old Dominion. We can't be doing a coaching search 2 weeks into a new regime. We can't be doing it. Third game, Maryland. At Maryland, Coach Loxley, of course, goes way back with Coach Franklin. They know each other well. They're competing over the same recruiting ground every year. They're by all accounts, good friends. I think that's a great non-conference game. Good TV game. Gets everybody fired up regionally, certainly in D.C. Our friends up there, you know, split the Virginia crowd and the Maryland crowd all the way around. Which brings us to the fourth game they've committed to. They're hosting JMU next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think that JMU would rather do this in another year, too. Because they're going to be rebuilding. You got to think that Chesney's going to take some of his guys with him to UCLA. That's how this always goes. Mm-hmm. Napier's in there. He's building a team. I don't think Napier's going to raid Florida, though. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think the Gators are all coming to Harrisonburg, though. That feels like a reach that the SEC guys would come here. I think he's going to be starting from scratch a little bit more than the average coach is in that spot. Because you remember, Chesney brought a decent amount of the Holy Cross team with him, which was whatever that was. And then he built up from there. Obviously, Cignetti took, you know, his team with him to Indiana. I don't think Napier's coming with as much of a team as he is. I think they would like to play that in another year, too, where they maybe have a little better shot at slaying the dragon, which they very famously did in that year coming off of the Boise State game, which that remains to me the all-time what-if of the Frank Beamer era. You lose Monday Night Football in D.C. I was at that game. I don't think I've seen a better college football game, back and forth and back and forth, and Boise and Virginia Tech, and Boise got them by one score at the end of the game. Phenomenal college football game. Both teams ended up being great that year. But it was Monday night. And then Tech had agreed to play JMU on the short week on Saturday. They were all so deflated from the loss. They were beat up. They lost to JMU on that Saturday. Then they rolled off 10 in a row to finish the season. If they squeak by Boise that day, man, I just think it's a completely different season. They beat JMU because they're riding off the momentum, and they took care of business in the other 10. Maybe we're talking about a different thing. But that was a different era. It's the playoff era now. And it's the James Franklin era now, and you'll hear it right here on The Fan. All right, reminder, double play Chesterfield today. James River dropping by in about 8 minutes. LC Bird will come on at 10:45. All right, Weldon, you want to come on over for a second, grab a microphone? This is fun. Weldon Bradshaw has covered high school sports For the newspaper, for various places, for the collegiate. You worked at collegiate, you were at the collegiate newsletter for how many years now?
Oh, about 55.
55 years. So it's awesome to have you in studio. This is your first time in the radio studio.
Yes, it is.
All right, you were at Henrico Atlee last night. So as we're talking about high school basketball,
right?
Atlee came out strong last night.
Yeah, they did. They're the defending Class 4 state champion, and they have four guys back from last year's team, only one starter, and it was just a game I picked just to see how it would look.
Yeah,
and they were 0-2. Henrico was 0-1, but they started with have a tough schedule. And what I saw, Rally Axel, I think, is a very, very good coach.
That's a great story, too.
He could coach very well with great talent last year. And what I saw last night was not that talent, but the same coaching. And the guys trying to do the same things that last year's talent could do, just not as smoothly, not as skillfully. But the intentionality was there. The focus was there. And that was really cool to see, especially in December.
I love it. You go to any game any night, you're going to see something cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big believer. I like to cover high school games regardless of the sport, but I'm a big believer that you don't just cover the teams that are going to be in the state tournament. You cover games with evolving teams, developing teams, and it's give kids – they're 15 minutes of fame, so to speak. I've always believed try to get as many kids' names in the paper as you can, even if, it's just you catch who passed the ball, got an assist, get that kid's name in there, who the holder is in football, that kind of thing.
I've always loved reading your stuff, so I just wanted to have you on for a second to say that on the radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for dropping in for
Thank
a second.
You.
I appreciate it. That's Weldon Bradshaw. He was at, I told you about speaking to the group at the Golden Corral. Big Al was speaking this morning. Big Al didn't do his show anymore. He had to run off. Big Al and I, got in a dust-up over this when we started.
Oh.
Because Big Al was on 8 to 10, and I was on 10 to noon. And at the start, I was introducing myself and the concept. There was no sports show in Richmond between 10 and noon. There's just the gap where they were airing national stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we're the best late morning sports talk show in Richmond.
You watch yourself.
Well, I ran into Big Al at a Hall of Fame thing. And I heard you were saying your show is better than mine. I heard you the other day. I said, I did not. I think very highly of you, Al. All right, Hoss. What are we going on? I said, we're the best late morning show.
Yeah, get specific with it.
And I stand on that. Nobody better. Nobody better in the market right now.
Nobody's even on your level in the market right now. 10 to noon? You got that on lock.
Until somebody starts one. And then we'll be top two, though. We're going to be on the podium for a long time.
I mean,
I feel very good about that.
Definitely.
All right. The ACC schedule is out. We'll tell you about the opponents, who they've got. We'll do play Chesterfield, which is a ton of fun. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now 105.1 FM. What's up? Wednesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We've got double play Chesterfield today. How about that? 10:30, we're gonna check in with James River High School. 10:45, we're gonna check in with LC Bird High School. Check in with a lot of athletes. This is the winter sports edition of Play Chesterfield. We'll have basketball players. We may have wrestlers. We may have cheerleaders. You never know what's going to happen in the Play Chesterfield radio hour. We'll definitely have directors of student activities. That feels like a lock. That one feels like a safe bet. So we love doing that every week. Play Chesterfield, which is the sports arm in Chesterfield, which just announced its first scholar athletes, doing a scholar athlete program. They're all going to be celebrated. They're doing the Hall of Fame induction, which has previously been in September, has been moved to April. They asked me back for a third time. Three's a trend. I've never been invited three times to anything in my life.
You're out there crushing it.
Yeah, usually wear out my welcome long before that. Got invited back for a third time, and so we'll check in with Chesterfield County. That'll be our last one before we shut down Play Chesterfield till the kids are back in school in the new year. We'll pick that back up in January. Oh, dropping a lot of things that we'll pick back up in January. Zach Joachim drops by at 11 to talk VCU basketball, as he does. Maybe a little high school football as well. The big story remains Jaden Daniels, and I would just like to say that they handled this correctly. They let Jaden Daniels chat with reporters yesterday, which they didn't have to do. He's done for the season. So I'll just be honest, I didn't love his comments to reporters, and we'll dive into that in a second. But it was the right call by the team to get it all out there now, to get his comments out there, to get Dan Quinn's comments out there. We'll get Adam Peters after the season, his comments. Because if you don't let Jaden talk, the next time we hear from him, he's on Radio Row at Bud Light Big Game Week, and he's doing Chunky Soup appearances, and all these things he's saying are fresh headlines, and now he's just saying old stuff. Bury it all, put it all back there. Let's get to the meat on the bone here. Jaden Daniels, quote, "I can't avoid the injuries I've dealt with. Those are freak accidents." Big sigh. We haven't learned anything here. I like Jaden, as you know. I've gone to bat for Jaden all week. I went to bat for Jaden on AWOD's show yesterday. He's noon to three on this station. I went to bat for Jaden Daniels on Grant and Danny's radio program yesterday. It's 3 to 6 on this station. Had there been another program after Grant and Danny, I would have gone on that show to go to bat for Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is a franchise quarterback and is definitively one of the 32 best quarterbacks in football, and I don't think he's towards the bottom of that line either. I think he's really good. He didn't have a good season. He had some good games. I think the Chargers game was fantastic, national TV game against a good team. He showed what he could do, right? It wasn't a loss of a season, and there were some good moments. That's not the question. The question is, can he play 17 games in a season? And when he came out in the draft, that was the question. You go watch that tape from LSU. He'd taken the Looney Tunes hits, right? He's like Wile E. Coyote, gets the anvil dropped on him, and he got arms flying here and legs flying here. And I said, well, that's not going to work in the NFL. And then it worked in the NFL for a whole season. It worked, and it was awesome. And they made the NFC title game. He missed some time. He was down, but not out. Didn't play great with the rib injury. But he's a football player. Nobody's saying Patrick Mahomes has availability issues. And look, he's out. Nobody's saying, nobody said Tom Brady had issues. He missed a whole season with an ACL. Injuries happen in sports. Bennett Zier is calling me. Should we take it? Should we take it on the air? Or should we? I don't know. Why don't you answer and tell Bennett that I'm on the air? And he should know I'm on the air. Because he's my boss, and he hires me to do this radio program 10 to noon. He's here. He brought donuts today. Here's the big news at Odyssey HQ, since we're derailed. Here's the big news. Okay, hang on, Hazel. I got this. I'm just going to take this on the air. Is he still there? Okay. It's Weldon.
We have a new intern.
No, I'm going to have you call Weldon. I left the envelope for him in the front desk.
Oh, I just didn't come up here.
All right. Well, if Weldon comes up here, we'll put him on the air. It's
lies on lies.
But you can tell him the envelope for him is in the front door area. This is fantastic radio. I don't think we're ever going to make better radio than this. all right. Wednesday morning on The Fan. Jayden Daniels has proven he can do it over a course of an NFL season. That's not the question. The issue is he durable enough? And you got the LSU, you got the crazy Looney Tunes hits, you got everything else going on. He needs to prove he can play. And I think he should be playing. He's not playing, that's fine. We're starting an offseason of this. What bugs me, Jayden Daniels' perspective, is him saying, I can't avoid those injuries. Those are freak accidents. Go back to Seattle. He could have handed the ball off on that play. Go to Minnesota. That's a bang-bang play, but he can get out of the way. Green Bay, he's diving for an extra yard in a lost cause game instead of sliding. He can be smarter. And I need him to know that he can be smarter. I need him to know that there are things he can do to be more available for the team. And by the way, you know I've been team Jayden needs to play. Jayden needs to be out there. Jayden doesn't need to be out there if that's his mentality right now, by the way. He needs to spend an offseason figuring out how he's going to avoid this stuff. And like I said, he's never going to avoid 100% of his injuries. It's not going to happen. He's never going to be perfectly healthy. And yet, there are things he can do to be more available for the team than he needs to do. Did you watch Hard Knocks last night? By the way, they were doing the scouting report for Jackson Dart and the Giants, and the scouting report Dan Quinn, acting defensive coordinator, gave them was, Jackson doesn't run out of bounds. Go hit him, which is legal, fair, and a good idea, right? Jackson Dart is a young quarterback who has the injury-prone label, and we're in a meeting here, and Dan Quinn's like, you know what you need to do? Hit him, because he's not going to run out of bounds on you. And he doesn't run out of bounds. I hope somebody shows that to him. I hope somebody shows that clip to Jayden and said, look in the mirror, buddy. That's you. That's you. You can do things to get injured less, to take fewer hits. You can be a part of the solution. Are freak injuries going to happen? Yes, of course. It's football. Guys get injured. Zach Ertz. Freak injury. Zach doesn't even try to run after he catches the ball, and he still got injured. Freak injuries happen in football, but there are things you can do to prevent them as well, and I hope Jayden does those things. I referenced my Grant and Danny appearance yesterday, where Grant learned, and I don't know how Grant didn't know this, because we're good friends. As you know, Grant knows everything about everything. He, mm-hmm. You could be, right now, you could be like, Who are the Mystics backup players? And he rattled them off. Name five Olympians from DC. Bang, 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 bang. I know a lot of things about a lot of things. But one thing I don't know is what's going on with the Washington Wizards. I am not an NBA guy. I don't know the first thing about the Wizards. And so we get on. They had been talking Wizards. I showed my ignorance. And Grant learned about that situation. So the secret's out. And then we talked about Jaden Daniels. And I went to bat for him. More on Jaden Daniels. More on the NBA Cup. Allegedly, the Knicks won it. We'll shut this down. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.